This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are all going to spend in total this year more than $550 billion on recreation. The peak in the before times, 2019, $520 billion. So there is some pent-up recreation demand. And that brings us to today's installment of our series, My Economy, because a chunk of that money, not a huge chunk, but definitely not nothing, is going to classic arcades.
My name is Jamie York. I'm the owner of Game Underground. We're a video game store slash arcade in Waltham, Massachusetts. 2020 was really tough because, it was quieter. But in my business, quiet is bad. You know what I mean? You don't want it to sound quiet. We weren't sure if we were going to go out of business or what. But, you know, we're glad that we were able to survive. You go out there right now in our store, and there's a community, and there's 20 people all over there playing video games together, face-to-face, in person. It's a huge deal now, just finally getting everything back to normal, you know what I mean? With my business, I've been very lucky to have a lot of things go my way. I personally believe just an arcade is not enough to survive anymore, unfortunately. Just a game store is really tough. It'd have to be really small. Just a land center seems really tough to me. With the video game business, a lot of stuff is moving from physical media to digital media. So arcades fell off a lot when you could buy, you know, Street Fighter II at your house. So, you know, trying to figure out what can I do in person that you can't get. So we got a lot of cool stuff going on. It's Fight Night tonight. The demo for Street Fighter 6 is out. Jay, how are you checking this out? You think it's good?
I think this is lit. It's so sick right now. I'm training with Luke, just getting down the schematics, but this game is phenomenal. You know, it's going to be lit.
All right. We had a basketball game here that was really hard to move in, and it worked for about a month and then broke. Eventually, one of my friends said, hey, there's another basketball game for sale on, like, Facebook Marketplace. So I bought a different one, and then I put the other machine for sale. I'm like, hey, it doesn't work right, you know, $1,000, come grab it. And no one did. And I was like, doesn't work right, $500. They're like, no. I was like, okay, please come get this. And the machine, like, sat in the middle of our store, like, where people play Magic the Gathering, and they had to, like, kind of climb over the machine to play games until someone eventually came and rescued it from us. Having a good dynamic and a good team with people with different skills to help you is a huge deal. Trying to get everybody's best parts and advantages to come and make a good team is kind of where we're at.
There is a lot going on in that shop, huh? Jamie York, Waltham, Mass. Game Underground is the shop. We cannot do this series without you, so take a second, would you? Let us know what's going on. You can do it at marketplace.org/myeconomy.